Members of Congress are paying attention to the producers. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. That is what we have been hearing. Members of Congress have been spending some time listening to the concerns of the producers. I talked to U.S. Senator Tina Smith of Minnesota. She's a member of the Senate Ag Committee, and we talked about the importance of such things as the Farm Bill and more.
I'm looking with great interest at what the new Ag Secretary is doing when it comes to bird flu, and I want to make sure that the proposals and that they're putting out include turkey and are not just. And it's important, of course, to help egg producers, but we want to make sure that turkey producers are also included. So that is one part of it, and so it's following up on the administrative and regulatory side. But then also what we need to make sure is included in the Farm Bill. Hopefully we're going to get those negotiations going again. Senator Klobuchar is very determined there, and I think there's bipartisan interest in getting it done. We just need to get moving.
Senator, I know you've had a chance to listen to farm groups talking about what's going on here in the ag sector. Of course, as we know, it's tough out there. You heard one week from grain producers. You heard the next week from our livestock producers.
It just hits you hard when I hear about the challenges that folks are facing and the regular challenges that seem to be sort of always there in agriculture. You never know. There's now pricing fluctuations and input costs remain high. The disaster issues and needing to get those disaster payments out the door. Having the uncertainty of no farm bill makes it harder for people to get their working capital loans and, you know, be able to plan for the coming year. And then, of course, I think the biggest topic that two biggest topics I'm hearing about from folks are state of play with HERA and also the ongoing challenges with labor, which are, of course, big issues.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.